in the book. This program is brought to you by Bible Way Community Baptist Church in beautiful Irving, Texas, where our pastor is none other than Dr. Timothy J. Wilbert, Sr. This week, Pastor Wilbert will bring in a series of lessons out of 2 Samuel. So get close to your radio now as we take a deeper look in the book.
One day to his disciples, who do men say that I am? And they begin to say, some say that you are Elijah, Jeremiah, one of the prophets. He said, but who do you say that I am? This thing got to be personal. And then Peter said, I got the answer. You the Christ, the Son of the living God. Now, Peter thought he had done something right, and he did do something right. But Jesus said, you didn't get that answer on your own. You didn't talk right on your own. He said that the Father, my Father who's in heaven, revealed that to you. Flesh and blood didn't reveal that to you. You didn't get that on your own. And Peter, the next moment, Jesus says, now thou art Peter, and on this rock I'm going to build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And he said, we must rise and we must go on now to Jerusalem, for I must go to Jerusalem and I must suffer at the hands of the chief priests and the elders and the scribes. And Peter, the Bible said, took him aside and said, may it never be. Fussed at Jesus. Say, may it never be. That won't happen to you, Jesus. And Jesus said, get behind me, Satan. Wait a minute. One moment. The Spirit, the Father is speaking through Peter. The next moment, Jesus says, Satan, you better get back. You see, we are most vulnerable right after we do something for God. Right after God uses us, we are most vulnerable. I used to have, after I used to finish preaching on Sunday, I used to have business meetings on Sundays, right after church. I don't have business meetings. I don't even like to have meetings after church anymore. I used to make some of the biggest blunders, the biggest mistakes. Folks used to get on my last nerves. I mean, people know the button to push. Amen. I said, now they messing with me. They must don't know who I am. Hello, somebody. I come in the spirit of Elijah. You know, Elijah, he's the care of sowing. Cut him up. Hello, you don't know what I got up under my seat. Amen. Somebody said, ain't nothing but a hammer. It ain't nobody's work, too. You better watch it. You ain't never seen a Negro with a hammer? Hello, somebody. See, I come from what they call the clubs, the cafes. Hello? Anybody know what I'm talking about? And on Friday and Saturday night, when them fights used to break out, folks used to pick up anything they got. We used to see people, you know, on Sundays and stuff, Mondays or something, they having bandages and stuff. I said, what happened to you? So-and-so hit me with a 2x4, but I'm going to get them. I'm going to get him. And they going to fight when they back down at that cat day. That's why Daddy said, don't you be going down there to that cat day. Even in the daytime, don't go down there to the cat day. Amen. No, it ain't gonna be you're gonna leave before night come. No, you ain't going. Hello, somebody. All right. Now, but what we see here that Mephibosheth, he couldn't walk. A picture of us, we can't walk right. Another thing. He was missing the best out of life. He was missing the best out of life. Look at verse 4. It says, and the king said unto him, where is he? Where do he stay? And Ziba said unto the king, behold, he is in the house of Mesha, the son of Amiel, in Lodibar. 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 He stay in Lodibar. No pastor. No pastor. That's what that means. No pastor. What do a cow need? What do a sheep need? If you are staying somewhere and they don't have no pastor, and you depend off of, you get your food directly from the earth, but no pastor. So what food you just gonna be eating? What? Somebody said greens? no joke, I look like I heard somebody say greens. Listen. How many of y'all have to have meat with all y'all dinner? No, I'm saying you have to have it in for breakfast. Start out in the morning with breakfast. Wait a minute now. How many of y'all like to have some meat for lunch? Oh, I see the hands going up now. How many of y'all like to have some meat for your dinner? Oh, look at that. Oh, yeah. I know the exact time to come over to y'all house now. I know when to come over there. Amen. I ain't coming for no breakfast. Y'all don't believe in no meat. Coming over there for breakfast. We're going to have some breakfast this morning. Come on, Pastor, get you a bowl of cornflakes. Oh, no. No, I know when to come now. I ain't coming. I just took a survey that day. Amen. If you want to eat some meat here at Bible Way, show up for dinner. What time y'all have dinner? Oh, y'all ain't falling for that one, huh? Y'all ain't falling for that. Don't tell Pastor. Somebody said, don't tell Pastor. He be showing up for dinner over there. Listen, all he was eating was vegetables. If they ain't got no pasture, that means no sheep, no cow, no lamb, nothing. All they eating is, man, it's kind of boring. They ain't really got nothing. Amen. Amen. You know, back in Bible days, if you ate meat and a lot of that, they looked at that as being rich. You was rich if you had meat. You know, I can't wait to get to heaven. Well, I mean, I ain't ready to go right now, but I'm saying, amen. Y'all just don't look at me kind of crazy. Yeah, but anyway, the Bible says when we get to heaven, we'll be able to enjoy all of the fatty food. Hello, somebody. A fried chicken, here I come. Amen. I don't know. I don't know what God had in mind when he said fatty food, but it's in there. He said fatty food. Amen. Do you know in the offerings, when they used to kill the offering, God says the fat is mine. Amen. If you really want to kind of grease things up a little bit and make a little juicy, put a little fat back. Amen. With them collard greens. Amen. Thank you, Jesus, for the fatty food. Amen. You can eat much as you want. I believe what God is really saying there in that verse, though, you can eat much as you want in heaven. Yeah, and you don't have to worry about your figure. Amen. See, even me, I got to worry about my figure. Amen. Amen. I'm trying not to keep from losing so much weight with this diet I'm on. I got to worry about my figure. Hello, somebody. I don't want to be looking like a beanpole. Amen. God bless you. Yeah. Yeah, people, Pastor, are you eating? I'm eating, but I ain't eating that fatty food. I be wanting some fatty food. Got me down to fried chicken once a week. Man, I said, I might as well go sleep down at the mission. Amen. But you know, when you got that high blood pressure, you have to control that. You can't be eating all of that. Amen. I try to get away with it once a week. On Sunday, eat whatever I want to eat, much as I want to eat. Amen. So fix whatever you want to fix on Sunday. I eat it. Amen. Talking about passing on a diet. I am on a diet. I'm on a seafood diet. All the food I see, I'm going to eat it on Sunday. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. But Lodabar means no pastor. So think about it. This man really, I mean, he may have been eating beans and rice. When I was down at the mission, when I first started working back down there in the 80s, all they used to have every night was beans and rice and water. Beans and rice. Beans and rice. And so the men, they were getting kind of tired of eating beans and rice. And so one night they said, Brother Tim, are we still going to have some beans and rice? I said, no, we got something a little different tonight. So everybody got perked up and said, what? We got something different. I said, yes, we got rice and beans. Yeah, we're going to put the rice down first and put the beans on top of them. Amen. Amen. Now, just think about it. Now, use your imagination. This man is eating beans and rice. Just use your imagination. I don't know what he was eating, but he wasn't eating no meat because he didn't have no pastor. Amen. Wasn't even having no chocolate milk. Milk. He wasn't having no milk. Because no cow. You see, no goat. Man, it's pretty bad when you can't even have no goat milk. That's pretty bad when you can't have no goat to eat. Show up at somebody's house, you ain't got a goat. You think about it. Everybody in the Bible, you know, had a goat. This guy ain't even got a goat. How many of y'all want to go and stay in Lodabar? This is a picture of a sinner. He can't find satisfaction. You think about it. A sinner is missing out on the best things of life. Every sinner... it's like staying in Lodabar. Yeah. And you think about it. Whenever you backslide and move away from God, you know where you just went? You just went to Lodabar. Amen. Because why? You missing out on the best things of life. See, when you with God, you greasing down good. Hello, somebody. What about that prodigal son? When he fell into sin, what happened? He was down there in the hog pen. Now you think about it, he's a Jewish boy. He can't even eat pig, but he's taking care of something he can't even eat. He's not supposed to even have nothing to do with pigs. And he got so hungry, he said, man, move over, Pete. Ain't that something? Fighting the pig for some food. But then the Bible say he came to himself. He remembered. He said, wait a minute. My daddy got all this food. He got the cattle on 1,000 hills. And I always say, that sure is a lot of steak. And that boy said, I'm getting out of this hog pen. See, when you know you're missing out on the best thing of life, see, the reason that we kind of leave is because we think, well, I can make it. It ain't no, you know, I know what happened to them, but it ain't no happen to me. But when sin done whooped up on you, you start remembering about them good things, don't you? Amen. You call back home and you, and look like when you call back home, look like, man, they having a party back there. Hello, somebody. I remember when I first left home and was trying to make it on my own and start trying to be proud and didn't want to ask for no help or nothing. Called back home. Now, I'm the baby in the family, so when I left home, that's it. Nobody else there. There was got a little neighbor, used to come over often, play. We used to call him Lit Jerry. He's about 5 feet and about 250. Yeah, we call him Lit Jerry because the other one, we had another Jerry in the neighborhood, and he was about 5'8", and he was pretty close to 300. So we call one Big Jerry and one Lit Jerry. And Lit Jerry, you know, he was friends with everybody in the community, and he was like my lit brother. He's a couple of years younger than me, and he would always come into the house and help. And when I called home one Sunday, and I just wanted to see what Mama and them was doing, guess who was over there? Bragging about how good Sunday dinner was. I started to jump in my car and say, you better get up. What you doing in my house, boy? I'm over here eating Fruit Loops. Mom and them, what you have, Tim? What you have? You know, you don't want to, you know, try to skip the song. I bet you had some good, didn't you? Oh, yes, ma'am, sure did. Getting tired of eating that hamburger helper. Particularly when you don't know how to fix it right. Amen. See, nobody told me you had to grind your beef first and brown it first before you put everything else in there. I thought you just put it all together and stirred it up. I ain't never had to do nothing like this before. Yeah, I was down there in Lola Bar. I was messing up my ground beef and stuff. Amen. You know, when you're at home, mama said, y'all need to learn how to cook. I'm going to have me a maid. I don't need to learn how to cook. You go in there washing dishes. I'm going to get me a maid. I'm going to get me a dishwasher and all that. Mama said, now you're going to need to learn how to do that. When you get out on your own, you become that maid. You the maid. Hello, somebody. As I'm looking at any maids and butlers in the house tonight. Let's get back to our lesson. Listen. He's the picture of a sinner because he would have perished without David's help. He would have perished. He would have perished. See, when you're at the top, everybody is kind of like your friend. But once you done fell to the bottom, even though you done been at the top, people just pass you on by. They don't respect you like you the king's son and all of that. This man, him, was about to lose it. And David caught him in the nick of time. Isn't this how we was without Jesus? Man without Jesus is not a little bit lost. He totally lost. Totally lost. We would ultimately perish if it had not been for Jesus. Now, So this is a picture of a lost sinner. But David was a kind savior. He's a picture of a kind savior. Now, my question is, who made the first move? Do the sinner make the first move to the savior, or the savior make the first move to the sinner? Verse 1, isn't it? And David says, is there yet any that is left of the house of Saul that I may show kindness for Jonathan's sake? So David made the first move. And then David called him personally in verse 5. It said, then King David sent and fetched him out of the house of Mesher, the son of Amiel, from Lodabar. David called him personally. When you get saved, there's a personal call. God calls you. There's something. It's if you got saved in the church, it's like that preacher was talking to you, even though it may have been 300, 400, 500 folks there. It just looked like that was you. It looked like you even heard your name saying you need to come on to the altar. Hello, somebody. Then the scripture lets us know that David took him into his own family. Verse number 11. Look at that. It says, then said Zimbah unto the king, according to all that my lord, the king, had commanded his servant, so shall thy servants do. As for Mephibosheth, said the king, he shall eat at my table as one of the king's son. David took him into his own family. And then David met his every need. Here in verse 13, the Bible says, so from Mephibosheth dwelt in Jerusalem, for he did eat continually at the king's table and was lame on both of his feet. Isn't this what Jesus done for us? Didn't he take us into his family? We have, the Bible says, we have been transferred out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of his marvelous light. In other words, God took us out of the Adam family. Have you ever wondered why you used to act like the monsters? Hello, somebody. It's because we was in the Adam family. And now we are in Christ's family. And notice, being in that family, the Bible says God has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in heavenly places. Where they at? In Christ Jesus. The Bible tells us that my God shall supply just two of my needs. Just three of my needs. Ten of my needs. All of my needs according to my bank account. His riches, his bank account in glory. Thank God it's in glory, because the devil can't mess with it. He can mess with it if it was on earth, but not in glory. Thank God. What can we learn from this lesson tonight? Let me just give you a couple of things. Number one, recognize your need.
Bread of life sent down from glory.
If you would like a copy of the message that you have just heard in its entirety, please call the church office at 972-257-3766. That's 972-257-3766. Or visit the church website at BibleWayIrving.org. That's BibleWayIrving.org. And come by and worship with us this Sunday morning at 11 o'clock at Bible Way Community Baptist Church. And tune in tomorrow as we take a look in the book.